To you, assalamu alaikum. Good morning to you all. We're here on this Sunday, we call the Sunday, November 7th, 2021, on the Gregorian Christian calendar. That's what time that is. Now, today's topic is, this is a big topic here. This is the beginning of Christianity here, getting the understanding on the basis of that and what that is, and also on this name, Jesus. Oh, sweet Lord, here you go. He's talking about my Jesus. So we're going to go into the understanding of that and the language and the real appellation, the name. You guys use the word name, so we go through that name, holy name, different degrees. So to start, we're going to use what you're familiar with. See, I'm going to give you to you from what you're familiar with, which is your biblios. You pick up your Bible. So, inside the Bible, Jesus, I'm going to use the name Jesus because that's what you guys are using. You guys use the name Jesus, but we're going to teach you what the proper appellation to use. The proper, and we use name for now because I don't want to confuse you guys. We'll give you the proper name to use and understanding the power in the name and why they gave you the name that they gave you, you know. And then we miss him to the who our brother was and is and forevermore will be. All right, y'all all right there, out there? Okay, you're on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip of Suleiman Bey. So, in the Bible, it's some spots in particular where Jesus says, peace be unto you. Now, I'm going to just pull it up. I'm going to pull it up here. That way I could give it to you. Matter of fact. Okay, I had to grab a copy for us. Okay, well, I got the copies here. Now, the ones of y'all that's familiar with it already, we ain't even got to do no pulling up, okay? We don't got to do no pulling up because y'all are already familiar with it. So, 3, 4, okay? We'll get to that. We'll get into the cross today. We'll get into the cross, the symbol, because I'm trying to get an understanding of this. If I go into your hood, I'm going to give it to y'all in them terms because that's how y'all like to, you know, how to give it. I'm going to give it to you in this term. If I go into your territory, to your hood, go kill your tribesmen, put it on a cross, symbol, any symbol, let's not call it a cross, I'll just make a symbol of it, and then sell it back to you and the world. Sell it as a symbol and put a packing and put a name on it and you buy it. You just buy it. I could do that and get away with it. You know, he'd be trying to kill me. Right. But you go walk around with it proudly on there. You got to understand what that symbol was in Rome, the staking on the cross. And they staked people to the wood. That was the most degrading, most embarrassing way to get. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into all that. But in John 20, 19 through 29, it reads, we go before that, it says, but he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hands into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hands and put into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me yet have believed. So, and that's one part. That's in John 20, that's in 20:26. Now, you could go all the way through from 19, John 20, from 19 to 29, and he going to say it. And this was after his resurrection. So think of this, after your resurrection, you come out saying, peace be unto you. So what language did Jesus speak? Okay, if Jesus spoke Aramaic or what they were saying, so what language is Aramaic a family of? Is that what family is that? Is that English family? So he just said, peace be unto you. That's how it sounded? Oh, nobody want to get to that, huh? Oh, nobody want to get to that. That's because we've been following a blue-eyed. That's not the image. That's not the image. And this is not a hate talk, but that is not the image, okay? You never been told about Yahushua. You know, you haven't even been laced on Emmanuel, and that's in your Bibles. You don't know nothing of that. All you know is that you can't even speak that. You know, you don't understand that. So now you have tribal people over here. You have kinsmen. This goes on and on. This goes on and on. We're going to get into that. So peace be unto you. John 20, 19 through 29, you can go find it where he says it 3 times. What language did Jesus speak? Aramaic. Well, Jesus spoke English because that's that name right there. Nobody knows that if you went back there and said, hey, where's Jesus at? Everybody would just been looking around. That J wasn't there. Nobody would have known who you was talking about. You're talking about where's Jesus. And you'd have said, oh, he's pale skin with blue eyes. You really would have been out of bounds. You really, nobody would have really knew what you was talking about at all. You didn't, the dreadlocks. You ain't never cut your face. You know, you got dreads on your beard. Your beard hanging. I mean, come on now. Come on now. We got to have some common sense is what we don't have because we have never been educated. We have been trained. Even deciphering the Bible, they created that for themselves. They comprised those books for them and their salvation. They created Christianity for their salvation, for them and their children. And therefore, you know, that's for their generation. That was for their earthly salvation. We already had a divine creed, a vine and a fig tree our forefathers and foremothers had already laid down. We once instituted the institution of religion for man. Yeah, we instituted that for fallen man. See, you got to know thyself. You're on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drill for Suleiman Bay. Y'all all right out there? Hey, don't forget to tap into our website, Legal Empowerment Group. 101.com. Go check us out. We, you know, we're doing a lot of work over there with the business formation, credit repair, getting you guys in the right direction so you can understand the credit process. And also at Almore Consultation LLC. That's Almoor Consultation.com. Don't forget to tap into the queenkitty.net for your feminine hygiene products, ladies out there and men. I suggest you buy some of that tightening gel if things ain't right. That tightening gel in your life. Mm-hmm. That's queenkitty.net, and you can find Queen Kitty at Instagram. That's Queen Kitty, KITTY. All right? Again, understanding Aramaic. So peace be unto you. He was not walking around saying peace be unto you like we saying that. If he spoke Aramaic, then he would have said, he would have been saying something to the effect of Shalom Aleichem, Assalamu Aleichem, something that effect. But when I say that to you, when I say Assalamu Alaikum, oh, turn up your nose. It's been made to sound bad to you. Everything that's yours and is good for you, it's been made to sound, to look, appear, feel. It's all been made to feel against you, contrary to you. But it's all yours, yourself. You see that? But you don't want to believe the great heights. But you want to say that you follow a Jesus that went to great heights. Man, before you can reach great heights, you got to go through great depths. Y'all don't hear me, though. That's right. Before you can reach great heights, those who reach the greatest heights go through the greatest depths. Yeah, they go to the greatest depths. Yeah, that's how he was able to be example before us. How can you be example and you ain't been that way? Man, a wood could point to the direction for us. That's the prophet teach us. Man, a wood could point the direction. We could look at a sign that could point us in the direction where we need a man to come for, unless he's been through what we've been through, unless he got the same spiel, the same talk that we got. That's why the messengers come looking like you, and they come from the same nation as you, even though the universal message and the message is for all the world to save all of humanity. Yeah, they got to look like you and been through what you've been through in order for people to believe. But people don't believe. People, when I say believe, I don't mean believe. People are not going to. Man needs an example. Yeah, man lead if not. Man's a follower. You see? Man needs an example. So you got to be able to come through it, go through it. So Yahushua, he went through the same things you and I. That's why he came through a woman and a man. Oh, did he say that? He had a man. That was the immaculate birth was the word that was given to him, the word that he was. Yeah, being it is. Yeah, that was the immaculate word that was given to his parents. Yeah, but both of his parents had a blood lineage. Why you think their blood lineage is in your Bible? Oh, y'all don't hear me, though. Oh, they don't got Joseph's blood lineage in there? Oh, okay. They don't got Mary's blood lineage in there, too? Oh, why they got Joseph's blood lineage in there for? For what? They said he was immaculate conception. Oh, you just go come home and your woman is by the Spirit, huh? I mean, everybody got an example on this earth that they come through. He came through the same examples of you, the same vicissitudes of childbirth and pains and coming through as we did so he could show and be the example for us. Quit falling for the hocus pocus. The immaculate, the word was immaculate. The mother and father was in proper order to receive that word. Yeah, you think they were just some peasants and peons? No, you think they wasn't studied and studious in their works and affairs and being in oneness and in tune? How else did they receive the gift? Yeah, but that's been dumbed down to you. So why did they flee the zone Egypt? And when they was chasing a bandit, what was in Zone Egypt at the time? See, you got to go study these things. See, you say you profess to follow something, and then we walking around here with a symbol on and somebody that murdered your kinfolk. Yeah, then man, everybody that look like you, they continue to murder. They just don't put it on the cross. You wearing the cross. What they got to put it on for? Huh? Yeah. Do you know their symbol? Do you know the symbol? Do you know the symbol of the Crusades? Do you know the white flag with the red? Come on now, the red cross. Do you know it? Do you know the Christian banner? Yeah. So let's get into the beginnings of Christianity. So I wanted to read this chapter to you. From out. I want to read this chapter to you. Pray to you all. It's got the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Those are Moors. So yeah, you better study your history and know who you are. Know thyself. Man, know thyself. Be who you want to be, but know thyself. Don't be what somebody else telling you you is, because one year they told you you was one thing. And then one year they told you you was another thing. You've been Negro, you've been black, you've been colored, you've been Ethiopian, you've been Afro-American. How many ways? Come on now. I told you before, man, I've never been to Germany before, but I've seen many, 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 many German shepherds. And no matter where state I was and what state of mind I was in, I always called it the German shepherd. Why do you keep changing? That's because you don't know yourself. And then you would talk to me and think you could talk back to me like I'm some fool, like you got all the answers. And then you know the man been telling you tricks and lies. Listen, Yahushua told us that. Yahushua told us that. He told you was a murderer and a liar, and your father was a murderer and a liar. And that's all he is. But you don't understand because you don't understand life. You don't understand the history of mankind. You don't understand that because you haven't studied. But that's what's out there. Study that. Study that. And then you'll understand what it's all about. And all this color game, ain't no color game out there. Y'all the one been bamboozled and hoodwinked into a color cast scheme. Yeah, black and white. Oh. And Michael Jackson told you that. I told everybody, all the messiahs, all the prophets, they come through, they knock them off. He told you it don't matter. It's your black or white. Yeah, he rocked that. Yeah, he did. He told you. That bullshit. Yeah, he was a nice French. Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're biting on that bull. Yeah, you're going right to the bum. They ain't taking it right to the bank. Yeah, why? Your guy's being white? Oh, yeah. Keep going after that. The prophet told us we give back Christianity to the Europeans. It was to give it to them for their earthly salvation. And we're going back to Islamism that was given to us for our earthly and divine salvation. See, we got an earthly and divine salvation. Know who you are. Know thyself. It ain't just about earthly. You want to say, oh, eternal life, eternal hell. Man, a lie didn't make, God didn't make no life, no hurt, no hell. Yeah, no heaven and hell. That's all man-made stuff. That's a mind state. You got to get your mind right. It's a mind state. Yeah. Go to study. So, we're going to get into this. We'll get into the beginning of Christianity. The foundation of Christianity began in Rome. Let me get my Dr. Google's, man. My Dr. Doolittle. Yeah, let me get my spectacle. Y'all are right out there. You're on Block Talk Radio, the morning drift with Suleiman Bey. The beginning of Christianity. The foundation of Christianity began in Rome. The Roman nations founded the first church, of whom crucified Yahushua of Nazareth for seeking to redeem his people from under the Roman yoke and law. Let's stop right there. They did what? The Roman nations founded the first church, of whom crucified Yahushua of Nazareth for what? For seeking to redeem his people. From under who? The Roman yoke and law. I don't know if y'all got eyes or not, but whose yoke and law are we under over here right now? Oh, Romans? Oh, they just call themselves something else. Now, y'all didn't know those are Roman descendants? Oh, y'all didn't know that? Y'all didn't know that Rome is still alive? Oh, y'all didn't know that, huh? Oh, okay. But they crucified him for what? Seeking to redeem his people. What does that mean, to redeem his people? That means he set that passive, why BS was going around, why people getting shot down in the street, injustice, why people being called in black, white, all these names that delude to chattel, yeah, to slavery, to bondage, just keeping people enslaved. Oh, he just set back, or did he smash? Yeah, did he get on the gas? So yeah, so the ones who get on the gas is the ones who they go pow pow. Yeah, they do something. So you see it in modern times how they do it. They did it at the same time back then. So if you're passive, if you ain't in the movement, if you ain't busting moves, then who are you following? Who are you professing? See, everybody wonders who they profess. Yeah, but what is the work? Yeah, that's what Jesus, that's what Yahushua told them. If you don't believe me, then believe in the works. The works I do. See, people want to cast stones. Yeah, but what work are you doing? Yeah, because if the people ain't on you, if you don't speak truth to wrong, see, truth knocks out the ring of falsehood, then who are you following? So it says Yahushua himself was of the true blood of the ancient Canaanites and Moabites of the inhabitants of Africa. Let's stop there, because I bear witness. I done read the Bible front and back multiple times. I done read the Quran, the Torah back and front multiple times. I've been studied in those, on my own, and going back and studying the history of these religions. Yeah, all these religions. Man, know thyself. You and Allah, the God, great God, are one. That's what Yahushua came to demonstrate to you. As he said, you believe in me and the works I do, you can do these things and greater. Wow, so that means the promise not just for me, it's for me, and I could do greater than you? Wow, y'all missed that part, huh? Oh, okay, you missed the greater. You calling on somebody else instead of being that person yourself. He demonstrated to you how you be that person. And do you know how he conquered death? Yeah, how he conquered death? Yeah, by mastering the seven seals. That's why that prophet brought us to it, brought us back our signs and our symbols, the seven seals. That's your chakras. See? You need to know how to demonstrate. Yeah, in and out of flesh at will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why would they make them passive? Why would they make them passive? Listen, if you got a mission, if you speaking truth to power, remember, force supersedes power, and he's come with the force. He's backed by the force. That's why they say Obi-Wan Kenobi, the force be with you. They put it on Star Wars and all that stuff. You know, the force be with you. Yeah, see, force supersedes power. See, power is God's will of Allah. You know, force is Allah. Ooh, listen to this. So what can you do with this? What can you do with one who comes and one who knows? And one who knows how to demonstrate that. So you just cast lies. You know, you put an image on him that he's bad, he's not good. Who is he not good for? See, who did he come for? So that's what we'll be going to. So in the Bible, you look at his bloodline. His bloodline was who? Who was his great-great-grandmama? Oh, she got her own book. Her name is Ruth. Oh, from the land of what? Moab, huh? A Moabitess from the land of Moab. Oh, where is the land of Moab at? Where's the modern-day time? Where is that at? That would be like Syria right now, huh? Are the Romans still in Syria? Still they're crushing over in Syria and all that, or if you're Palestine and all that area, they still over there crushing, huh? Oh, and by the way, are they still crushing here too? They still. So the prophet said, the prophet Noble Drew Ali said, and the same people who was against me 2,000 years ago is against me now, and the same people who was with me 2,000 years ago is with me now. So dig that. So That's the beauty of that. You can open your eyes and you can see the same thing is going on. But who are you? Who are you identifying with? So the foundation of Christianity began in Rome. The Roman nations founded the first church, of whom crucified Yahushua of Nazareth, seeking to redeem his people from under the Roman yoke and law. Yahushua himself was of the true blood of the ancient Canaanites and Moabites and the inhabitants of Africa, seeking to redeem his people in those days from the pressure of the pale-skinned nations of Europe. Rome crucified him according to their law. Then Europe had peace for a long time until Muhammad I came upon the scene and fulfilled the works of Yahushua of Nazareth. The holy teaching of Yahushua was to the common people, to redeem them from under the great pressure of the hands of the unjust.
that the rulers and the rich would not oppress the poor. Also, that the lion and the lamb may lay down together, and neither would be harmed when morning came. These teachings were not accepted by the rulers, neither by the rich, because they loved the principles of the Ten Commandments. Through the Ten Commandments, the rulers and the rich live, while the poor suffer and die. The lamb is the poor people. The lion is the rulers and the rich, and through love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, all men are one and equal to seek their own destiny and to worship under their own vine and fig tree, after the principles of the holy and divine laws of their forefathers. All nations of the earth in these modern days are seeking peace, but there is but one true and divine way that peace may be obtained in these days, and it is through love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, and taught universally to all nations in all lands.
When you hold up the five, when you hold up this sign, everybody in the world knows this sign. I don't care what language you speak, what bush you under, everybody knows this sign. The presidents jump out the planes, everybody throw it up. You know it as a way or just high. That means high. But what does high? What is it high up? Do you know that it's called certain thing called the high five principles of life? Have you heard of that? Oh, you haven't? Okay, so this is the high five principles of life. Okay, they call love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. That's when you hold that up. That's what that symbolizes. That's what it symbolizes by your hands, by your feet, by your mouth. That's what you come in love, and truth, and peace, and freedom. And injustice is justice could be served cold or hot. Okay, so understanding that justice could be served cold or hot, or it could be served another way, depending on after you come with all four principles, then if there's no other choice, then it has to be dealt with. But that's what this is. When you come with this, so when you passing this sign on to people and they accept it, that means by my hands and my feet, my mouth, I will not harm you. I'm coming in truth, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. I'm coming in with you cool with me. But see, that's the code that was broken and it turned into something else. People came in and they really didn't have that in their hearts. You see, people say, oh, how you peace to you? As-salamu alaykum. But man, if you don't have peace in yourself, how can you pass peace on to someone else if you don't know peace? You see what I'm saying? So we are waiting on one to return. What are you waiting on? Because it's spirit. You can't be waiting on a body from 2,000 years ago. You got to be waiting on a spirit from 2,000 years ago. So what did that spirit do? That spirit was seeking to redeem his people from under the Roman yoke and law. That's why they was on his head. And by the way, Peter did have a sword. Peter did cut off somebody's ear, so they were strapped. Man, you got to know what time it is. Man, you running around and you spitting the word to these powerful people and you for what they doing to oppressing the rest of the people, and you know they trying to kill you and get on you. It ain't no different from Martin Luther King time, Malcolm time, anybody else time. Yeah, they go get on your head. So when you got that spirit, then you are the true bloodline. That's the spirit that he came in, seeking to redeem his people, not to be passive, not to be bagged down. No, ma'am, no, sir. And he wasn't wearing no cross. That's their symbol. Now, that don't mean that you give back Yahushua. No, you give back them. That's their religion. That was for them and their forefathers and their children and their generation. That was for them. What's hated about that? That's no different from the Ku Klux Klan saying, hey, they just want them to be pure with their people. And what you having sex with they women? Yeah, that's genocide. You know, if you go into they women, that you annihilate them? Yeah, so that's what they was on, and that's what they own. Okay, that's cool. You want to stay with yourself and your kind. And people, cool, that's what the problem is. Do you read your Bible? Did you understand when they say, hey, go over there and mix in with these people and do this and that? Did you read when they say go in there and slaughter everything? Don't accept their God. You go over there messing with them, then you go fall for their God. And that's what happened. We start straying up at gods that we know nothing about. It's obvious. It's obvious that we didn't fail. So that's what this is about. So he was seeking to redeem his people. You know his bloodline is right there. From what? Canaanites and Moabites. Those people say, oh, the Moabites did this. The Moabites was having sex doing this. Hell, y'all doing that now. Everybody, it's been going on. Hell, Sodomites and everything in your own families. Hell, so what are you talking about?
Yeah, if he was here right now, if he was from, if Ruth was a Moabite, then that's his bloodline. The nationality goes through the women. You go back through your women in your family, your mother, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your great-great-grandmother. That's how you chase your nativity. That's how you get you a piece of this land, blood. Y'all out there faking it in the way. That's how you get you a piece of this land, kinfolk, that they left us. Cuz, yeah, we all them things. You didn't know that? You didn't know that we cuz, blood, kinfolk? Yeah, you didn't know that we all that? You didn't know the folk? You didn't know we all that? You didn't know that we the black stone? Oh, y'all didn't know that? They circumnavigating going around this rock. But the black stone is the centerpiece that holds it down over there in Mecca. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't hear me, though. I just got to preach today. I got to talk today because they be passive-aggressive. They scared to speak truth to power. But they claim to follow, they claim to follow Jesus. But do you know Yahushua? Do you know how Yahushua taught? That's why they was chasing him down. Yeah, that's why they was chasing him down. He said, that's who you say I am. All the other stuff that they talking about, that's who you say I am. Man, I came to be an example to demonstrate. You thinking women wasn't chasing him down? You thinking women wasn't lusting after him? On the flip of that, you think his loins didn't get hard? You think he didn't have a luster that come up? You have to know how to fight down the lower self and the higher self. Everybody got that inside of him. He had everything inside of you that you do. The difference is knowing thyself and mastering thyself. You see, all these emotions and getting caught it up. Man, you know you've been bamboozled and hoodwinked. You know that everything been taught to you was no good. From food you eat to everything you drink, your whole diet and everything I took from you. You had a dietary law, a custom, the way you, your women and children and families wore clothes, the men and everything, so you wouldn't be molested and harassed in society. Look at everybody. The men, the women, children, everybody being raped and molested in a young age. Look at it over here. It's bad. Yeah. Yeah, but you read the Bibles. You guys read all this stuff. What about the whore that sit on many waters? Everybody's just in a failing and in lust and committed adultery with her. Yeah, you partake of her. Come out of her or partake of her sin. Yeah, that's what that means. Come out of her. Your forefathers, you already got a vine and a fig tree. Did you know that? Did you know that? Yeah, so study that. Study what's going on. So That's the moral of this. And by the way, this is not this nation is not about a religion. Yeah, this nation, because the first thing they tell you and show you in the Constitution is you can't use religion for anything. That's why they took all that out to schools. Yeah, they don't care about none of that. That's just given to the hoi polloi. That's given to the masses of y'all that haven't found yourself and know yourself. Yeah, they came to these statues and laws on you. That's why they put you in bondage. But you don't hear me, though. You don't understand it, though. You can't hear it from the self and kind. That's how they created us. That's the image. You see the image that's put before us. Mm-hmm. The image that's put before us was passive. It wasn't of one seeking to redeem his people. I never have ever got taught that in any studies that I have through my parents, their families, anybody going through church and none of that. I've never been taught that. I've never been taught how to redeem my people from under this yoke and bondage that we in. I just, each generation I see, we just keep going through the same bondage, the same mess. But we don't look at it as that. We think we're doing better. We think we're getting along better now. We's not on the plantation. You is on the plantation. Your mind is enslaved. You feel me? It's a to mama. I hear you. I hear you. The spirit's calling out. I hear you. And what she say to your great-grandson? Your eldest great-grandson over there, huh? Yeah, the firstborn, huh? And the mama was the firstborn, too, the one they shunned, too, huh? What you say, huh? They won't treat you if they don't treat you. What makes you think if a person won't treat you right, that they will teach you right? Still holding on to the teachings. Now you're supposed to take the teachings and decipher them and understand them and know how to use them with other teachings. There's all kinds of teachings. Yeah, it's one root, though. Yeah, it's one root, but it's many branches. There's all kinds of teachings you can incorporate and talk to people. Yeah, gang, gang. Yeah, you can talk bing, you know, bing, bling, body, bing. Yeah, you can talk to the natives, everybody. Yeah, you know the language. That's why it was so important for them to take your language, to take away your God, take away your mind. And by the way, while they were doing this, you know what they were doing? They was killing off the elders. They was killing off the elders because they held the spirit. See, they was killing off the elders so they couldn't teach. And all they was breeding was youth and indoctrinating them. Y'all didn't know that, huh? Y'all didn't know the slaughter periods where they would just slaughter and breed them and kill them and didn't just have nothing but babies around that they can indoctrinate to this mindset. So I feel your pain. I feel your struggle. I feel your plight. I was once like that, too. Mm-hmm. But you got to what you got to do is you got to tap into more resources. You got to get outside of that box that you are, guys, are in, and just to one book. Man, the Quran ain't got just one book, man. People around here talking about, man, they don't need nothing but the Quran, all them other books, the woo-doo-woo. Man, them books are all the same. And they was all given to y'all for the same purpose. I mean, they're full of the genius of the universe. Yeah, but you guys think that's going to encapsulate the creator, one book or two books or books, period? Man, you limiting the greatness. You limiting in the greatness. If you think your book and one book, and then the Quran, it says again in the Quran as a quote, it says, if all the oceans were ink and all the pens were pens, and all with all the oceans were ink and all the trees were pens, the words of Allah would not be exhausted. So how can this book contain all the truth in the world? And how can you think your Bible got all the truth and nothing but the truth? And how can you think your Torah is the truth and nothing but the truth? But they're all Abrahamic faith, so that means they all got the same stuff in there. Man, it's billions and millions of literature and books and stuff people are comprised and stuff from. But the greatest book is the DNA book within inside yourself. Go inside yourself. Start studying yourself. Yeah, start harmonizing with yourself. Yeah, that's the greatest gift of all. Then can't nobody tell you bleep. Mm-hmm. Then nobody can't tell you nothing then, because you go inside and know yourself. And then we can stop hating on each other and stop fighting over dumb stuff, over philosophies that's been given to you, instead of going inside yourself and seeing what's not right. Yeah, so I'm not telling you to give away Yahushua. I'm telling you to give back Jesus and Christianity. That's what they gave you. Mm-hmm. Go study the person. Yeah, do you know, man, the L's and the Bays? Y'all running from yourself. Emmanuel, they told you. Come on now, L's are creators. That's our tribal. That's our tribal attributes. L's and Bays, among other things, other titles that you can come into. Y'all better study, man. He told you. They told you the name. They told you the name, but you see us all the time, the Bays and the L's running around. You see us all the time. Y'all don't understand the governors, the creators and the governors. Who you think run the states? The governors? Oh, the Bays, huh? Y'all don't know about that type of stuff, huh? Y'all don't know about going back in history and reading your name in a different language. Man, you're going back in Spanish and reading yourself how you've been Negroed and blacked out, but how your name was, who you was in Spanish. That's why you got to study Spanish and get Spanish as a second language. So you go in there and study the history of the Moors and the people in this hemisphere. Yeah. So all your grandparents and great-grandparents' blood won't be soaked in this soil going in vain. And you're around here paying all these taxation and thinking you got to go to work and all that, and you the heir apparent. That's why they showed you the movie Coming to America. Man, right in front of your face. Yeah, he wanted to come over here and be subservient all the time. No matter what. He's the prodigal son. He could come home at any time, and he did. But the whole time he was at home, no matter where he was, that was the moral of the story. He was right at home. This was a part of his dominion. Y'all missed that part, huh? Yeah, what about trading places, huh? Yeah, how they showed you how they betted in there for a little dollar bet, you know, for tax purposes. You feel me? How you could condition, could put a make a person rise or fall. And they got old Wilford Winford on out of there and put Eddie Murphy in the house, and he blossomed and bloomed. Mm-hmm. And they showed you how it's created and crafted. Yeah, y'all don't understand this type of stuff. Oh, Richard Pryor played a good movie in The Toy. Mm-hmm. Bless his heart, folks. Bless his heart. He played a good movie in The Toy. Mm-hmm. They played the moral good, trying to teach the boys some goodness. But that's all we would look at is toys. We could buy you. The moral of the story, he bought him. Yeah, he let the people buy him to go play a human toy for them, you know, to show you your place and your position. You feel me? There's a lot of stuff that's going on out here, man. A lot of stuff is put right before your face that you don't understand. But understand the Canaanites. Understand the Moabites. Understand this hemisphere. Understand Ham. You know, where Ham separated into. You know, you got to look at that. Canaanites. Ham, where did Ham and the family go to? Remember, They had an exodus. Where did they go to? Where did they split up?
Who is who and where is where? Who are the founders? So that's what this is going in. No, listen, a lot of times people be getting me misunderstood. People be thinking I be shooting at them directly. I listen, Kimfo, I don't be shooting at people directly. I don't. But if somebody say something to me, I'm going to speak truth. And then if I don't speak truth, then you correct me on not speaking truth. But I don't hold my tongue, not for nobody, not for granny, not for mama, not for daddy, like nobody, bro. I'm grown, bro. I didn't study, bro. I'm in a condition. I was in a condition, and I got out of that condition from learning, from studying. And I'm growing into more conditions, better conditions from learning and studying. And not being, listen, everything we were taught, man, you got to go investigate. That's all. Man knows not by being told. If man must know, he got to be himself what he knows. That means you got to go through it. You got to study it. You can't let nobody just tell you nothing. Not even about your history. You can't get nobody no blood test and let them tell you something. Man, you can just go and hide your records. Go study yourself and find out who you think of it. Find out where they were tied to. Man, how far back where you need to go? More than that. Man, when you got everything, this land right here over here producing everything that you need, all the minerals, all the precious metals, man, come on now. So that just goes to show. So another reading I wanted to take today was the word religion, okay? I wanted to read this. The word religion, and I'm reading from Noble Drew Ali, The Exhuming of a Nation, by Elihu Pleasant Bay, okay? About the prophet that we was blessed by Allah to come to our shores. All the other people in the world received prophet and messengers. All the fallen people that have fallen by the mercy and grace of Allah was given ones to come, redeemers, avatars to come to save them. And out of all the people in the histories of the world, you would have to agree, family, that we in the worst conditions of all the people, because now we done lost, all people been through slavery and bondage, but people didn't lose their identity. We done lost our identity, our culture, our way, our God, everything. We did the worst that we can talk about in history up to this day has been happening to us. Even the Jews, with their Holocaust, they still know their history. We don't even know how our identity. We don't even know who we are. So why wouldn't we deserve a redeemer or avatar? See how we miss our blessings? But everybody else could get one, huh? Okay. Religion. So when we say we're waiting on Yahushua, he's going to come again. He already came again. He came to these shores. And I bear witness, his name is Noble Drew Ali. That's the name. Came under. Study that. Go study that. Religion. The word religion derives from the Latin words religio or credere, credo or creed, and basically means a system of belief or a faith. Africans developed the first religious creed and used it as a cornerstone for building character during their civilizing of the world. Being the first humans created, these sun-kissed people, still knowing their oneness with their creator, marked the one pathway uniting divinity to matter. The African people consciously fashioned religion as scientific law, because law is the only thing that governs all events. Western religions are the Greek-Roman version to African sacred schools of thought. To a large degree, what we see today as religion pales in contrast to the God realizations of the ancient ones. The essence of the word religion, as used today, is but a shadow interpretation of the original Egyptian holistic system. It is in the nature of a true religious creed to teach the practitioner to learn, know, and worship the God within. It is in the nature, okay, if a religion introduced a medium between man and himself as God, for example, prophet, man, or earthly manifest, it is not a true religion. When the gods who worship reside in a place other than in the heart, the worshiper denotes to sacrilege. Listen, today, religion separates, isolates, and causes something else. So-called larger religions have created more wars and sanctioned more battlefield executions than slave religions in America. In ancient Egypt, that's what they call Egypt today, from where all today's religions arise, top men united with his God through concentrated thought and remembrance was the utmost foundation to events of life.
The unseen great spirit was seen in all beings, especially man himself. This action was recognized as the force of light and sound as the omnipotent giver of light and the acceptance of that light in human mud, body of flesh. Hence, the definition of the old-time African religion is law, universal law in harmony with the self. Simple. Jewel Lee called this law Islamism. He taught the Moors Islamism is the name of their religion. Their ancient forefathers called it the Egyptian mystery system. The basis of Catholicism and her multi-denomination children is founded upon the premise of serving an invisible Trinity of God, which exists outside, not within man. And this is our problem right here. We too busy calling on folks instead of going inside yourself, because that's what the brother came to demonstrate. You feel me? If he had to pray, then there's something within. When he went up on that mount and he was being tempted, who you think he was being tempted by? Oh, you think it was some serpent outside of him? You think some bite outside of him? No, it was his lower self was talking to him. Man. Fame and that type of ambition is strong. People throwing themselves at you in the fame of the world. You have to go up there in solitude and meditate. Fast and pray and meditate to calm down that serpent inside him. Them chakras. He had to go calm down that seal down there, that lower seal that was trying to take over his higher self. When his higher self, they fought and wrestled. The higher and lower self, and he stayed up there until he just succumbed that demon down there that we got. He came out greater. And the same thing with the appearance. You see the appearance. See the Quran, they haven't taught that to y'all in the Quran of Mecca. They teach you about the appearance and likeness that was shown on the cross. So, yeah, you had this image up there, but who was there? Who was really there? And understanding him knowing how to use the shields and the chakra, we're not saying that he wasn't put there, but is the man and the body one? The spirit and the body is not one, even though they were conjoined. So knowing that, why they had him up on this cross, we already taught. He was already somewhere teaching. He was over in other parts in the East teaching. Yeah. He was over in India somewhere teaching while you got to the cross, while you got the body. You feel me? He's somewhere teaching, so you misunderstand what the Muslims are saying. You understand what the other people say. Oh, they don't believe this. Oh, man, you don't understand. I can read stuff to you what I am going to read so you understand, you know. But it is how it's given to you is the thing. And the names is given to you. And it's missing. You see, you in the Bible, you taught about Yahushua. You taught about Jesus. When he's 12, he's disputing in the law, the temple. He's disputing with the doctors of law in the temple, right? He's missing. Mary and them come back looking for him. Woo, woo, woo. You feel me? Remember, they on the run now. They getting out of there. He disappears. From 12, his whole mission is he disappears and he reappears back until 30. Where was his other disputes? Where was his other conversations at? See, they don't give us that. So they give us a lot of the same stuff prior to me, and then he comes back at 30 and it gives you about a 3-year ministry of what he got going on. But it's a whole bunch of space missing there. What were they doing in Zone Egypt? What was going on in Zone Egypt? Are you guys familiar with Zone with the Temple of Luxor, with the Egyptian mystery system? What? Do you understand what was going on in Zone? Do you understand where Mary was a student at? Where John was a student at? Where Elizabeth was a student at? Where Zachariah was a student at? These mothers of these long-awaited children, you see? Many are called, but few are chosen. See, just because you're called don't mean that you ain't going to be tried and tested, because those tried and tested was tried and tested before you. It's what it say in this Quran of Mecca. Yeah, they're going to definitely go try you. So just because Yahushua was called, that don't mean he wasn't going to be tested. And by the way, how did they bear witness that he was being born? What sign was in the air? See, you guys don't understand the sign that our people circumnavigated the Moors, that the first navigators circumnavigated the globe using the universe, using the compass in the sky, the planets and the solar planets. Y'all don't hear me, though, which it coincides with your seals inside of you.
So how did they know that this prophecy one was coming? And how do they know when redeemers are coming? What signs do they see in the sky? How did they follow him to find him in a barn in Bethlehem, as they say? What signs did the scientists see when they looked up in the sky? Would it happen to be a moon and a star? A crescent and a star. I bear witness to that sign. I bear witness to that sign. If you look at on the United Nations maps of all the nations, and you see majority of the indigenous nations have either both or one, where they either have the star and the crescent and the star, or they have some similar to both or one of them. Yeah, you know, the indigenous, and most of them, a lot of them have both. Yeah, y'all just don't understand that. So you don't understand that. We've been taught to run away from what's ours. So like I said, the Christianity began in Rome. They crucified. That's who crucified Jesus. Man, why would you wear that on you? Why would you walk? Man, the cross. Man, you know what the cross is symbolizing? I just told you about your higher self and your lower self, your yin and your yang. Understanding that, the duality. Man, listen, the life is all eternal. You say, well, you go to eternal hell or this. Man, you can keep coming back to this. You can keep resurrecting this, coming back to this hell, because you're going to be in the same mind state when you resurrect again. You're resurrecting your children. Yeah, when you're passing on, you're resurrecting every day. But you notice when Yahushua, when Jesus came out of the resurrection, what he was saying to him, peace be unto you. He hit that. That was the first thing he started telling them, peace be unto you. He said that three times within the course of when he resurrected. He said, man, peace be unto you. When he was finished, when he had conquered, you feel me, self, the sin, man, he's peace be unto you. Man, y'all couldn't get with it. That's what he said. Yeah, during the resurrection. Before that, he wasn't saying that. Was he? Oh, no, he wasn't? Okay. And anyway, go study the Jewish text. Go study the Jewish text. They had one of their, what they call it, their rabbis, one of their biggest rabbis ever that had passed away some time back. I remember he was on the Torah and Ori show, Coast to Coast, and they were talking about saying the name of the Messiah. And he told them that the name of the Messiah was Yahushua. That's what he told them. He told the world that. Is what's the name of Messiah? And he said, Messiah, the name of Messiah is Yahushua. Y'all better go get in the name of that Jesus. And this ship that people came on. Yeah, everybody was calling Jesus, man. They're trying to get back on this ship. Somebody done brought him over here on. That's what they be saying. Yeah, and a lot of that's hocus pocus. We was already here. Martin Luther King taught us that. A deeply divine brother ahead of his time. You see, when you got the mind, they take you out. But they just try to discredit you, your own people. When you're a prophet and a messenger, you're in your own house, you're not loved. I see that all the time. In your own house, you're not loved. Yeah, don't kill the messenger, man. The messenger is speaking it, man. And just because how they speak it. Oh, speak it a better way. Nah, y'all could be passive. Y'all could go up there and fleece the flock. Fleece the, you know. Y'all could go up there and fleece the flock and steal from them. I'm not. Yeah, I'm going to give it to them how it is. Okay, the cross. Otherwise known as a crucifix. Listen, the Latin cross is said to represent Christ's crucifixion. Typographically, the Latin cross is the derivative of the dagger, or obelisk, used to indicate death. The cross originated as a pagan symbol in Asian and African countries and a platform for crucifixion in ancient Rome. Before Christians utilized the cross as a representation of their religion, it could have symbolized the four directions, good luck, fertility, light, and the connection between heaven and earth. However, upon the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth, the cross took on a new meaning, signifying the selflessness of Christ and his devotion to the people. Worshiping the cross not only spread through Europe, but also dramatically affected European colonies in Africa. In the 15th century, it was increasingly difficult for many enslaved Africans to hold on to their cultures and beliefs while entering the New World. Indigenous African religions were stifled by the 19th century due to the religious oppression by the white Christian slave owners and the overall destruction of African culture. However, the enslaved Africans were able to incorporate aspects of their religion into the Christian theology, allowing for more religious freedom and tolerance. In North America, many Africans were pressured to adopt Protestant beliefs, while in Latin America, enslaved Africans were exposed to a more conventional branch of Christianity, Catholicism. in each place we are pressing down, and we're on the bottom rung of society, but we their Christian brothers and sisters. Oh, we are the same faith in them, but they're having their heaven and pie in the sky right now, and you waiting for it to be when you're gone. But I bet you y'all pass that plate around, and I bet you the pastors and stuff live good, and y'all keep feeding them. Feed your family. Put that pot around and pass that to your family so we can do good and break bread and royalties with each other. That's what the native self supposed to be doing, and you'll be getting royalties from everything they raping out the land, and you will have the casinos, and you'll be lending money to the dumb consumers and stuff too. And you'll be sitting around here, wouldn't be have to be working and being enslaved, and you put that that Bible and Christianity down and get back to being yourself. Yeah, what you think your ancestors and them running around here doing? Look at the tribes getting all the royalties for the coal, the silver, the tin, the platinum, the gold, all the precious metal that they're taking and the oil, the stuff they're taking, laying it out of the land right here at home. Yeah, your great-grandmama was a slave. Your great-great-grandmama, great-great-grandmama, grandma, all that were slaves or enslaved or got history that ties you to the land. But because you want to be census, And they took a sisters of you and they called you something else, and now you want to hold on to that. See, nationalized is scripture. You tell me, oh, nationalized don't matter. Eternal life. Man, life is eternal. Your spirit. This is experience here. This is supposed to be time. Yahushua came to show you that. People, you're supposed to be seeking the redemption of your people, of mankind. You're going to be starting with a home and a bride, with self and kind, and being restored. It goes out to the universe. Each one of those prophets and messengers and brothers came to their own people, to their own selves and people first. But their message was universally because of all this is oneness. And when they say, thou shalt not kill, that means animals. How you go kill a life form? And then you go justify it so you can eat, to live. It's a food that was given for everybody. And it tells you that in your Bible. Your dietary law was given to you in your Bible in the beginning of the Genesis. It tells you that what was given to man, what type of life. What type of food was given to man? It said nothing about me. It said that you was given the seed bearing, huh? The seed bearing plant. And then it told you what the animal was given, what they was given for them. See? But you don't want to get it away from what your foremothers and fathers already was put down, was already demonstrated. The dress codes and the dress laws, so you won't be molested. So this is what we got to get back to, y'all. Listen, you've been on the Block Talk Radio. The Morning Drift with Suleiman Bey. Listen, I thank y'all for coming through today. I really do. Listen, I don't mean to disclaimer. I don't mean to offend nobody. I'm just being myself, coming with my history. If you feel a certain way, go and study and find out and look. If you got some suggestions for me, we do got a call-in line as always. So that's 914-205-5502. That's 914-205-5502. And listen, you can follow us at Legal Empowerment Group 101 and at AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. Anything you find in the archives to be to your help. Like I said, we got the business formation stuff going on to show you how to really form a business for maximum fundability. Credit repair, show you how to go in there to attack the creditors, show that you are really the creditor and how to get them off of you, and things of that nature, man. Investment advice, consultation overall. Listen, I thank y'all for coming through. Study that name, Yahushua, Aramaic. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom alaikum. Come on now. Hear that. Don't be afraid of that. That's your kind. That's yourself. Remember, we are them people. So we got to put aside what we've been taught. We got to go and re-study. Go study it all. Study from the beginning of religions, everything. Just go study life and just live life. Be a blessing, and you will be blessed. I thank y'all for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drift with Suleiman Bey. Stay tuned. Keep your email on lock so when you see me, when the show starting, tap in. And I thank y'all for all y'all for tapping in and China and Russia and Canada and Alaska. Oh, man, you know I get the stats. I can see when y'all, I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, or 4 of y'all. Y'all been sliding through. Chop suey with old Suleiman Bey. I appreciate that, man. Peace and love. Peace and love. Hope y'all be industrious and have more. See you soon. Peace.